Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 8:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo across from me. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass. Now, the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart is coming up this weekend. Today is move-in day for the morning shift. RVs are on site and ready for the boys to move in. How much packing do you have left to do after the show today, guys?
I have a staging area in the garage where everything has started to gather itself.
So,
I have a staging area indoors as well where the walkie-talkies are being charged and, you know, the batteries are being checked.
I mean, how many walkie-talkies you charging there, guy?
What do you mean?
I mean, it took my walkie-talkies, like...
I put them on the charger last night before I went to sleep.
They should be done. But you said you were charging them yesterday.
No, I wasn't charging them yesterday. I was charging my scanner. I was charging my scanner yesterday.
What's the scanner for?
So you can listen to the driver's talk.
Gotcha,
radio scanner that, so you can listen to driver's talk. That's what you plug into the headset on the opposite of the walkie-talkie. So
gotcha. You might have to fill me in on a few of these
things. We're going to look like, you know, a head coach on a sideline in an NFL game.
I got to pack my clothes. That's like the one thing. I think I got everything else.
Got to finish doing the laundry, yeah.
I checked the rig up for this broadcast. It's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there you go. Tested it out yesterday. Brought extra... Ethernet cables.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Because nice. G Money, Gordon Robinson, who engineers like all out of that, along with Slim, he gave me like a to-go box or bag of stuff, and I was like, it only had one Ethernet, and I have extras, and I was like, I'm taking these just in case.
It being an issue.
You'll be safe.
The Ethernet cord is a little slippage on that thing last time when we were doing. I don't remember where we were doing a remote, but it definitely was an issue.
It was the Falcons.
Might have been.
I think it was the Falcons. It just died.
Yeah.
I've got that out there. But I got to pack clothes, and Allie, I am the overpacker.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, how many nights are we gonna be gone? 3. I need 7 pairs of underwear, 15 t-shirts, 17 pairs of shorts, 9 pairs of socks. Like, I just overpack for everything.
Seeing as how it's June 26th, we just talked to Tinker. I would say it's probably a pretty good idea to bring at least 2 sets of clothes per day.
Yeah,
for me,
that's
anyways.
Fair.
Like, I will be leaking, to put it lightly.
Well, that just sounds disgusting.
What a word.
Yeah, I will be leaking.
Can we put that along? Can we put that in there with, like, the word moist and maybe let's not use them?
You don't like that? I'm leaking, man.
No. I mean, I get it, but it just...
I've met very few people that sweat more than I do. Garrett Reynolds was one of them. I've told you the story before. He used to have to bring a pair of cleats to switch out midway through practice.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was that sweaty. It would be like, let me bring a pair of dry cleats, and then he'd put them both on the dryer, and then he'd be coming out, running out to practice with an extra pair of cleats in his hands, and he'd put them under the tent, and he'd be like, yep, midway through practice, we get that water break. Switching cleats.
Man, I used to take spin every single day, and there was a former Falcon that came in to take a class, a spin class. He turned the resistance all the way up, and at the end of that 45 minutes, there was a moat.
Yeah.
Around him. It was insane.
Do we get to know who it was? Yeah.
I don't want to say on air.
All right, just say this. Just tell me this. What position did he play?
I'm not saying anything on air.
Quarterback.
It was insane. But going back to the Quaker State 400.
We know that Matt. Matt wasn't turning the resistance up all the way.
Since today is move-in day, that means tomorrow morning, by default, we're going to be doing the show from the infield at Echo Park Speedway. And then we also have a special edition of the morning shift on Saturday as well, starting at 4 o'clock, getting you race ready. What can everyone expect?
Well, first of all, not by default, by design.
By design.
And what can everybody expect? On Saturday, it's going to be cool. We're going to get a chance to do... A somewhat of a pre-race show, and it's interesting this time around we're doing a Saturday show. We did a Saturday show last time, but the race was on Sunday. This race at Echo Park Speedway, Saturday night under the lights, so we'll get a chance to kind of lead into that, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you'll hear from – in that show on Saturday, you'll hear from select drivers like, you know, Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe, Ross Chastain, to name a few, you know, maybe even Larry Mack.
Yeah. Ty Dillon.
What is it? Is it PNR or MNR? That
PNR,
Doug Turnbull. Probably hear some stuff from him. So, like, man, it's going to be probably the most pre-race race show we've ever done.
Yes.
I mean, no doubt, because we're going to have a ton. Even when we were in we did a broadcast from a Daytona condo one time, Mike and I. Before the 500.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
If you guys are headed to the race this weekend, just make sure you tune us in or on the Odyssey app, because we'll get you set up and ready. We'll get you all the vibes on your way down to Hampton to attend the race. And it's going to be awesome for that race to be under the lights. It's always such a fun time these days after the redesign at Echo Park Speedway.
Well, if you turned off the game last night, final score for the Braves was 7-3. Mets did win. So tonight we have a chance to split the series or take the series. We have Grant Holmes on the mound. How are you guys feeling about tonight's game?
Well, you took me three different ways with everything you just said. I was like, no, we have a chance to take it. Oh, no, okay, you finish it. Grant, wait, we got Grant? No, oh, Grant Holmes. I was like, whoa, what is going on here?
A lot of buzzwords.
Look, we need Grant Holmes from the 15 strikeout game. He did such a good job though his last outing of getting in and out of trouble. I mean, he would put guys on and then he would work around it, and that was against the Marlins. He has really good stuff at times. I think his worst pitch this year has been his fastball, which is crazy. Because I think it was better pitch for him last year, but his slider's been pretty good this year. So I feel confident, always feel confident with when Holmes goes to the mound these days, and I enjoy watching him pitch.
How do we feel about the fact that tonight's game is a 7 o'clock game on a getaway day, and obviously it's Thursday? I'm just so happy with the heat that's been going on, specifically up in New York. I mean, I think a couple of days ago was the hottest game in Citi Field history.
That's right.
I'm excited. I hate the fact that this team has to travel through the night on a Thursday to obviously get home and prepare for a weekend series. But I'm glad that we're not playing a day game with the amount of heat going on here at the end of June.
Yeah, I am too. You're right, and it's great that we have the night game tonight. I gotta ask you a question though, because we've talked all day about how great of a year Griffin Cannon's had, right? Really? And I just said, you know what, I would really want to look at this comparison between him and Grant tonight. He's not better than Grant Holmes. He's 4 he's 7-3, so his team has been better at winning. But Grant Holmes has a better ERA, a better whip, more innings pitched, less hits, more strikeouts. The only thing that Canning has done better than Holmes in is giving up home runs and walking guys. He has less walks, less home runs, but not by many. So now you can tell me we sure could use Griffin Canning right about now because of the conversation we had with Didier Fuentes, but I'm just not sure how the season started where if Canning would have maybe even made the opening day roster.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, I mean, when you look at the situation with Ronaldo Lopez and everything else going on, I think that's why this front office took a look at Griffin Canning. I think he's making, I don't know, $4.5 million this year. That was kind of the value. I think when you look at the situation surrounding him in the offseason and whether or not they were going to bring him back, it was very clear. Obviously, you wanted to salary dump Jorge Soler, and you made the decision that you didn't need at that point would have been, I don't know, an eighth option in Griffin Canning at $5 million. It just didn't make sense financially, but he's had – I at no point during the show have I said, oh, man, he's having a great year. I just think it's funny. It is interesting when you look at the guy making $5 million this year and the situation you found yourself in with pitching, which we've talked about a million times. You need 12 or 13 starters to get through the season.
Yeah. And, again, I'm not targeting you. It's a conversation that's been about this team for a while now that why did they dump this guy? They clearly need help. But at the time, you were dumping salary and you didn't think that you would lose Lopez and AJ for seemingly the year. And then again, and that AJ would even be that version, but you just didn't think all this would happen. Yeah, you need them, but you can't stockpile veteran pitching. Normally the DFA, they go somewhere and they play, they pitch. Like we could use someone to get DFA'd right now, right? We could use a pitcher to get DFA'd right now because then we would have somewhere to go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It'd be nice.
So I've loaded up another bottle of Baron Burton's W Saucate down there because apparently one of our cohorts this weekend was like, I don't think one bottle's enough. And I said, all right. So I got another bottle. And then I do have that sixer of the Allen Lager, the New Realm Brewing. And it's kind of cool holding an Allen Lager in one hand and pouring W sauce on a piece of meat that I'm getting ready to
inside
smoke.
Of your camper's Zen RV.
Yeah, that's right. All brought to you by Echo Park Speedway, which will have this weekend the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How many sponsors going to work?
I'm going to get Fire Suit, which is just load the sponsors down.
I'm sorry, but...
Might even bring some Buffalo's Cafe.
I feel like keep your sponsors for your own segment. I feel like the world missed the boat when I didn't become a NASCAR driver, where I could just like see how many sponsors I could fit into one sentence. It was one of my favorite things to do. But yesterday, real quick, I had a different Life of Squid, but we're short on time. I took Sprinkles to get her nails done.
What?
She's been feeling kind of...
I'm sorry.
Let me finish. She's been feeling she's in Dude. The background.
No, you're not.
So I took her to the vet and had her nails clipped. And I tell her that she's getting her nails done because I want her to feel special. But, dude, like, my dog...
Oh, my God.
When I handed her to the lady... I was like, this is not going to go well. And normally she's pretty good with it.
Yeah.
And so the girl comes back and I was like, I just knew. I was like, how'd she do? She's like, well, she was very good at first. Then she didn't like it so much. But Dude. She's been there every time she goes there, she gets her nails done there, clipped. But I tell her it's her nails because she's a girl dog. It seemed like I know how to be a girl dad.
Yeah. Look, man, here's the thing. There's two things in your life that do not fit your persona. One of them is your dog, and the other one is your drink choice at dinner. And neither one of them fit what you think of in terms of Squid Billy when you hear him talk. It's just so funny.
Yeah, well, one of us has cold beer already ice cold, and the other doesn't for this
weekend.
One
of us will probably drink all the other one's cold beer that's already ice cold.
No.
Let's go.
You ain't touching mine. You know what I figured out last time about this trip, Allie, is that I brought two cases, and I came home with a case and a half, yet... That means Mike and I drink a lot of other people's beer.
Oh, that is true.
You brought a lot more than two cases of beer last time we went.
No,
to
I meant just me.
I was gonna say, dude.
To combine, we probably brought like
new
five.
The New Realm hookup.
Oh, you're right. I did bring a lot more than
like
a case of
beer.
Was
like loaded in your back seat.
Yeah,
I was
right.
gonna say that's all I drank last time.
Yeah, I did bring, and I still have some of that. some of that is in there still.
Just very quickly, I want to say this: defend my guy Bo. His drink Always. Choice and him taking to go get Sprinkles, his nails done, and you know getting them colored every now and again. That just shows he's got versatility.
Well, in reality, she doesn't get them colored. We just go there so they get trimmed so they don't stab herself.
And that is so vital.
Yes,
so vital.
Glad we could clarify that. if they were being painted, we just pause and end the show now and just go to the steakhouse.
It happens out there. You know people paint their dogs' nails.
I do not, but I was just trying to church it up a little bit.
Well, coming up, we've got NBA draft consultant James Barlow. We're going to talk to him about Asa Newell, all the moves that the Hawks have been making. That is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.